Nolte, CNN's privileged Chris Cuomo stampeded your grandma to get VIP coronavirus tests. By John Nolte on March 25, 2021. A bombshell report exposes how CNN's Chris Cuomo benefited from his celebrity, wealth, privilege, and family connections to jump New York's coronavirus testing line to benefit himself and his family. What Chris Cuomo did is so craven and corrupt. If it happened in a movie, you would laugh at the idea, such a one-dimensional villain. By the time the China virus hit New York, thanks to the pandemics that had already hit Europe, most especially Italy, Chris Cuomo's brother, Governor Andrew Cuomo, DNY, already knew who was most at risk, the sick and elderly. So, when Cuomo's Chris Cuomo exploited his connection to his brother to receive VIP coronavirus testing, both Chris and Andrew knew that neither Chris nor his family were in any real danger. Nevertheless, according to the Albany Times-Union, Chris Cuomo still stampeded over your elderly grandmother. May God rest her soul. And still squandered New York's precious first responder and medical resources. And did so at the earliest and deadliest time of the New York pandemic, when resources were precious and targeted on containing the virus from spreading. Yes, as the pandemic roared through New York, as everyday New Yorkers, like your elderly grandmother, may God rest her soul, were desperate to be tested, and while they were on the phone begging for a test, and while they waited in long drive-through lines hoping for a test, Cuomo's young and healthy and not at risk Chris Cuomo was sitting at home in the Hamptons being personally tested, numerous times. Oh, and Chris Cuomo's concierge, VIP testing service wasn't just performed by anyone. Oh, no. According to the Times-Union, it wasn't some registered nurse or some health department bureaucrat who took precious time away from a spiraling catastrophe to drive out the Hamptons to test the young and healthy and not at risk Frito and his young and healthy and not at risk family. No. According to the Times-Union, Frito and his family were personally tested by top health department officials. The medical officials enlisted to do the testing, which often took place at private residences, included Dr. Eleanor Adams, an epidemiologist who graduated from Harvard Medical School and in August became a special advisor to Health Commissioner Dr. Howard Zucker. Adams conducted testing on Cuomo's brother Chris at his residence on Long Island, according to the two people. To be doing sort of direct clinical work was a complete time suck away from their other duties, the person said. It was like wartime. While it was not unusual for those with symptoms to be tested in their residences at that time, much of the work was done by public health nurses, and they were often being transported by law enforcement officers, including parole officers. And then, even if your grandmother, may God rest her soul, was lucky enough to receive a test, while she stressed and fretted waiting for the results, those tests done for the young and healthy and not at-risk Frito family were, get this, driven by state troopers to testing facilities where their samples moved to the front of the line at Wadsworth and be given priority. Oh, and if you think all of the above is bad, wait till you get a load of this. At the time, everyone else being tested was being tested, not only for the sake of the individual, but to try to get a handle on the pandemic. Most of the testing decisions being made then were being made, primarily, as a means to conduct contact tracing, especially in New York's burgeoning hotspots. You see, during this time, March of last year, testing resources were so scarce that triage decisions were being made to try and contain the virus in places like New Rochelle, which is where one of the earliest outbreaks occurred. In other words, New York's testing was being prioritized with an eye on the greater good of stopping the pandemic, except for Andrew Cuomo's VIPs, like his brother Frito, whose test results were not allowed to be used to steer health department decisions. The person said the names of the patients were closely held by an assistant working for State Health Commissioner Howard Zucker and obscured throughout the priority testing process, often through the use of numbers or letter initials or aliases. Such a process also skirted the effort to collect demographic data used to drive public health decisions in response to the deadly pandemic. It made it impossible to reconcile the data at the end of the day, the individual said. In summation, Cuomo's Chris Cuomo was not at any real risk. Nevertheless, top health officials still took time out their precious days during a wartime situation to personally drive all the way out to the Hamptons to test Chris at home. Then state troopers raced his results to the lab. Then his tests jumped to the front of the line. And then, And this is what I find most outrageous. The information his test results might have yielded to aid in stopping the virus and learning about the virus were hidden. All of these precious, scarce, and expensive resources that could have done some real good elsewhere were wasted on young and healthy and not at-risk man just because he's on TV and the governor's brother. And then we all know what happened next. When the young and healthy and not at-risk Cuomo did catch the coronavirus, he milked it to boost his humiliating ratings at CNL, which have since fallen back to humiliating. But did this milking based on the lie he was quarantining himself in his family's finished basement for the good of his family and world? The truth, however, is that Cuomo did not quarantine himself. During the worst days of the New York pandemic, and while he was still infected with the virus, Typhoid Frito was out driving around with other people, running around New York maskless, getting in arguments with private citizens. Oh, and then after all that, Typhoid Frito and Kalal still faked his emergence from quarantine. Staged video of him emerging from a quarantine he did not honor. Oh, and then his pals in the elite media, who knew Frito had done all this lying and sociopathic violating of quarantine, still covered up for him, just like they covered up Andrew Cuomo's sociopathic executive order that poured the coronavirus into nursing homes. It wasn't the utterly useless and corrupt national political media that broke these stories. It was local media and new media. A quick personal note. As many of you know, my wife was, she's now been vaccinated, right in the red zone of those at risk of the China virus, and because of that she is susceptible to colds and the flu. During the worst of this, March, April and May, my wife got sick at least two or three times. But we never got her tested because we didn't want to be alarmists sucking up precious resources if it was just a cold or the 24-hour flu. So we waited and watched her symptoms, etc. Our concern about wasting precious resources on ourselves doesn't make us heroes or special. It makes us human beings. It means that like almost everyone else, we have some humanity. But what was Chris Cuomo doing? What was young and healthy and not at-risk Chris Cuomo doing? Healthy as a horse, he's selfishly squandering precious resources by having numerous concierge tests done by top officials in his home in the Hamptons. These leftists are fucking monsters. Follow John Nolte on Twitter at NolteNC. Follow his Facebook page here.